I guess first, what's been the mindset of this team the last few weeks? And I know obviously you lose that game to Oklahoma State. This isn't what you had in mind for this season. Mm-hmm. But just how do you feel the guys have managed to just regroup here?
Still want to finish strong, man. You know, can't worry about, you know, the games that happened in the past. You know, all you can do is move forward, you know. So the guys, you know, we try to keep a positive attitude about it and, you know, and just keep pushing, you know, to win this last game, you know, because this last game is just important, too, to win as well.
How difficult has it been just dealing with this adversity? Like, I know, obviously, you hear about, okay, there's a lot of injuries, some suspensions and whatnot, but just actually having to, like, go through it and endure it, you know, how do you describe it to somebody on the outside?
Describing what, like...
Just having to deal with that sort of adversity.
I mean, every team go through adversity, and you're going to have some bumps along the road, you know. But main thing, you know, you just got to stay focused on what you got in front of you, you know. And you got to set multiple of goals, because if you don't get one, you know, you still got other ones out there to get, you know. So, I mean, one of our goals was to be Big 12 champs and, you know, possibly play for a national championship. But, you know, we didn't get those goals, but we still got a chance to go out here and win this last game, you know, and that's the important thing.
When you look at Iowa now, what stands out to you most?
Our big team, you know, physical big guys, you know, that like to run a lot of the zone, you know, and basically, you know, they good football team, you know, despite of what the record might be, you know, you can never underestimate your opponent.
You talk about the zone. Is that something that you find yourselves anticipating a lot? Like, as you've been going through practices, mm-hmm. something that you found yourself preparing for?
Yeah, we've been preparing, you know. Well, you know, our coaches do a good job of preparing us for this game. And, you know, and just like, you know, our offense do a lot of the same stuff, you know, with the zone, the split zones and things like that. You know, so all the thing, you know, we could do is just prepare the way we've been preparing all year and get ready to have a good game on Friday.
How much motivation is there for you to want to win this game for your head coach, given his background and the fact that he played at Iowa?
It's real important, man, because, you know, just being a competitor, you know, you never want to lose, you know. So just in my mindset, man, I know in everybody else's mindset, you know, they want to win, because, you know, you wouldn't play this game if you didn't want to win. You know, so we want to win, and that's what we're going to try to do out there on Friday.
Have you seen a different side of Coach Stoops since the announcement of this game came about?
Not really. You know, he's been the same coach, you know, throughout the year. Been the same Coach Stoops. I mean, I haven't really been paying that much attention to see if he changed, but, you know, everything.
What have you enjoyed the most about playing for him?
You know, he's a good coach. You know, got a winning tradition, and you know, playing for Coach Stoops, you know, you're gonna be and a chance to play for a national championship, a Big 12 championship every year. You know, and you know, it's just, you know, then the camaraderie of the guys, you know, that we got here. You know, we're a close team and stuff, and you know, Coach Stoops, you know, he try to embrace that on us, you know, to be a close unit and, you know, stick with each other and stuff like that. So, you know, you learn a lot from Coach Stoops.